Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello there and happy weekend. Welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along today. Don't forget, if you missed part of our program today, you can always head on over to our website and listen back as a podcast, and we'll have everything put there for you. You can either download it or stream it right off our website. So just go to our website and look for Focus on Community about halfway or so on the page, I think. Today, our guest is Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself, Frank?
Not bad. Your part is the Central Indiana BBB, because I guess you guys, I mean, you have one big BBB, and then you have lots of little BBBs, right?
Yeah, the way we're structured is we've got 99 what we call service areas around the country and in Canada. And like you said, we're the one in Central Indiana. There's one in Fort Wayne and Evansville. And what's unique about that is we are all governed by local boards of directors. So these are business people who are local. You know, this would be your local plumber, someone from a bank, someone from maybe a tech company. And they do all the, managing it here locally, so it's a great system that way.
Good, and of course you can drop by the BBB website at bbb.org, and everything you need is right there. We'll talk about that too a little bit, what you can find on there in a minute. But let's talk about what's big this time, and that is college students back at school, kind of, maybe a little bit. We're not, they're either back full time, not back full time, back half time. Some are remote, but there are scams. Whether you're at the school or not, the college students need to be able to avoid. And you guys, the BBB, have come up with six different things that these college kids need to avoid. Right?
Yeah. What happens, when you're a college student? Typically, you're 18, which means you can enter into contracts as an adult, and the scammers know that, so they're going to try and get you to do things, spend your money, enter into contracts that you may not want to necessarily do. So a couple of things. Number one, fake credit cards. You can get a credit card when you're 18 and sign up for that yourself. So just be very, very careful about, sort of fake gimmicks out there to try to get your personal information to maybe pay some sort of a fee, those types of things. You're going to see a lot of different offers out there from fake credit cards. So just be very, very careful about that. Also, you may be looking for a place to stay, an apartment. A lot of times there will be ads in on Facebook or email, those types of things, about ads on campus for apartments. They may want you to either pay something up front, and that apartment that you're trying to rent may not actually exist. So once again, be very, very careful of that. Selling your or getting your credit report, once again, there are a lot of people out there who are wanting to tell you about your credit report. You can get that for free, but there are also people out there who are trying to sell you your credit report and get your information on your credit report. So you want to be very careful about that. Scholarships and grant scams. There are all kinds of people who will tell you that, hey, they can get you some sort of a grant or scholarship. Once again, there's a fee up front to do that. You know, the best way to do that is every school has some sort of a office where you can go and look into grants or scholarships, and they can really walk you through that and make certain that you're going about that the right way. So really go to the financial aid office in your college and see kind of what they have to offer out there. And then another one is employment scams. A lot of college kids, they might need some little extra money. You're going to see a great offer out there where you can work from home or your dorm room or your apartment. A lot of those, once again, are things where you're going to have to pay some money up front to, let's say, get a software program or some sort of instruction materials to actually do the job. You're going to pay the money up front, and they're not going to be any job out there. So those are just some of the scams out there that we see with college kids. And once again, you go to college, you're on your own, you're an adult, you can enter into contracts, and the scammers know that. And a lot of college students are just very naive about these things.
And,
so we
try
to warn college students, ahead of time.
I was going to say, because, at 18, you think you know everything. And And the scammers know that. And so they play up on that and they try to take advantage of you because you don't have a lot of worldly experience yet. So maybe the old folks back at home, they may seem paranoid, but maybe for a reason, you know. So
yeah, and you know, you're legally an adult at that point. And if you sign something, hey, you're on the hook for it. They're going to treat you just like you were, you know, your parents at that point, because you are a legal adult at 18.
One of the other things you guys are keeping an eye on is the fact that the pandemic has had a pretty far-reaching effect on the economy in a lot of areas. And there's a lot of going out of business sales, not just of local shops, but also some of the big national retailers we've seen over the past couple of years have had, you know, store closings and that kind of thing. But you need to be on the lookout for some ways that some of these businesses could take advantage of you during a going out of business scale, right?
Yeah, here's what the scammers have done. Like you say, Frank, unfortunately, the COVID-19 situation has caused a lot of businesses to go out of business, and they're having some very, very good sales out there. But what the scammers have done is they're going to pose as, let's say, some sort of very high-sounding New York or high-end sort of shop that sells designer goods, or maybe a shop that sells electronic goods, those types of things. And they're going to try to sell you, let's say, a Louis Vuitton purse for $50, or a high-end electronic, you know, smartphone or computer or something like that for just practically nothing. What's going to happen is either that good is not going to arrive, or what you're going to get is not going to be a real Louis Vuitton purse. It's going to be some sort of knockoff. I will tell you, even on the best of sales, you're not going to be able to get a Louis Vuitton purse or some sort of, you know, brand new smartphone or something like that for $50. So once again, they're posing as a high-end business that is trying to go out of, or is forced to go out of business. They've got everything in their inventory that they need to get rid of, and they're going to give you just a great deal. Just give us your credit card, pay, and you're going to get this great good. So just be very, very careful of those types of things. You always want to look up in the URL bar for the letters HTTPS. S is the important letter there. And you also want to look for that little lock icon. It kind of looks like a little padlock. That gives you greater assurance that it is a legitimate site. And then also always pay with your credit card. That's going to give you the most protection out there. But yeah, it's going to be some very chic sounding store out of New York that has to go out of business, and they've got these designer goods for sale, and you're just going to make a killing on buying all these designer goods. You're just going to be disappointed if it actually even arrives.
And while you may get a deal on a legitimate sale, the thing to remember is that if you are after an item that is traditionally very expensive and very much in demand, even that going out of business sale is not going to be a giveaway, because the items are still worth money. Even if the business can't quite stay afloat, the items are still worth money. So they're not going to give them away, because after all, they're going out of business. They need every dime they can get.
Yeah, and once again, this is kind of a too good to be true. You know, you can, like you say, you can get some, you know, pretty good deals on some of these companies that have to go out of business. But it's, you know, Frank, you're not going to get a Louis Vuitton purse for $50. Okay, that's not going to happen.
You're right. I won't be getting one for $50, because or any other dollar amount for that matter. Hey, I know there's something else you guys are kind of keeping your eye on here, and this one's kind of intriguing to me because I'm not really sure I quite understand exactly what's going on here, but vehicle shipper and escrow scams growing. I don't know how many people are shipping vehicles, and I mean, escrow, that's when you buy a house. So explain to me what's really going on here.
Yeah, here's what's happening. And once again, this is kind of an outgrowth of the whole COVID-19 situation. What is happening is people are buying a lot more very large expensive items like cars or RVs or boats online. And here's what is happening. You know, they're saying, hey, I don't want to go to the dealership. I don't want to maybe expose myself to potentially getting COVID. So they're looking a lot online. So here's what the scammers are doing. They will have a vehicle, RV, you know, whatever it might be, for sale. And there's going to be some story behind it. Well, I'm getting shipped off in the military. I need to get rid of my car. or I've just gotten divorced, I need to get rid of this particular item, that type of thing. And in order to make certain that this whole thing is legitimate, if you want to buy this, what you're going to do is you're going to send the money into this very legitimate sounding company that will hold your money in escrow until the vehicle or the RV or what have you actually arrives. You're saying, hey, this sounds pretty safe. Well, no vehicle or boat or RV actually exists, and this escrow company that supposedly is going to hold your money, that's just a big ripoff. That is nothing but a fake company out there. So it's sounding very legitimate. When you read the story about the person, it sounds like, hey, they've got to get rid of their car. They're going to be shipped overseas, whatever it might be. This sounds like a great deal. That's just the car I'm looking for, and I'm very safe here because my money's going to be held in escrow by this third party that sounds like a legitimate operation. And this is kind of the new scam that they're doing out there. And once again, what they're seeing is a lot of people are spending a lot more time on their computers, searching for things on computers, and email, social media, that type of search is going on. And they just are getting a lot of people who are falling for this type of thing. So just be very, very careful. You know, I think both you and I are the kind of people that if we're going to buy a car, we actually want to see the car, drive the car, talk to the guy who's going to be, we're going to be giving our money to if it's a used car and we're buying it from an individual, that type of thing. Yeah. Buying something like this online, it's always a risky situation.
Well, when you have places like, and I'm just using this as an example, I've not got anything on them one way or another, like a Carvana, you know, where you're buying online. It's like, everybody seems to think, oh, this is all very acceptable nowadays. Well, yeah, okay, there's a few of them out there that are big-time players in this that obviously are doing pretty well. But you got to make sure you're not, just dealing with some fly-by-night because they really could take advantage of you.
Yeah, and like you say, there are, legitimate companies buying online that, that's probably a just fine way to go about things. But if you're going to buy it from an individual or let's say a company that, you never heard of before, you really don't know what their reputation is, and it's a great deal. Once again, the hook on these things is it always just seems to be a great deal. You know, you're going to get a car that might sell for $15,000 on the open market, and you're going to get it for, $7,000. Man, I can't pass up that deal. That's too good to be true. I've got to jump on that one.
So and as we've seen before, in the past, there is no such thing as a free lunch. No matter how much you may wish for it, does not make it so. So yeah, it's not going to happen. Hey, one other quick thing. I want to take a quick spin through here before we run out of time. Political season, and if you think the politicians are lying to you, well, they're not the only ones. There's some scams out there too, dealing with politics, right?
Yeah, here's what's going to be happening between now and Election Day. Let's say you get a call from one of these polling agencies, these companies that take political polls, and they're going to be asking you questions, hey, who are you going to vote for? What's your stand on this issue? Those types of things. And then they're going to say, well, gee, thank you very much. Look, we want to give you something, a little gift, a little prize for participating in our poll. Thank you very much. Could you just give us your credit card number because we just need for you to pay for the shipping and handling, but you're going to get, some little gift or prize for participating in our poll. Well, first off, a legitimate polling company is not going to offer you any sort of gift or anything like that. They just want your opinion. They're going to call you if you, decide to participate. Fine, give them, your opinion on things, who you're going to vote for, what your stance is, but they are not going to give you any kind of a gift for doing that, and do not give them your credit card number to pay for the shipping and handling. So that's kind of scam number one. And then the other thing is you get scammers who will take a recording from a candidate, and they'll talk about, their stance and what have you, and then they'll end with, gee, I really need for you to give me money. And then you're going to get switched to someone who is more than willing to take your political donation. Well, and these will all be robocalls. Be very, very careful with doing that, because what they will do is they will steal or you know, record someone's political candidate's words out there, put it on a robocall, sounds like the candidate, sounds very legitimate, sounds like you're going to be giving money to the candidate that you want to support, and it's really not going to go to that actual candidate. And the thing about robocalls is those are illegal, but political candidates are allowed to do robocalls. So the scammers know that, and they're going to put, you know, President Trump or Joe Biden's words on a tape, and they're going to ask you to give money to them. If you do want to give money to a candidate, you can do that. What I suggest is you go out, go to their website, and donate that way. I would not do it via a phone like this. If you are compelled to do that, just do it through their website. And then one of the last things that we see is if you've got a particular issue that you feel very, very strongly about, there are people who will call you, say that, hey, we support this issue, or we're, want to really make certain that candidates are supporting this particular issue, whatever it may be. And they're going to be very pushy. They're going to be very aggressive on the phone, and they're going to want you to give money towards that particular issue, that particular cause. Once again, these are people who that money isn't going to whatever cause or whatever issue it is. It's just going into their pocket. So if someone calls you and they're very pushy, be careful. If you want to give money to a cause or an issue out there, once again, go to their website. You know, donate that way, but don't be doing this over the phone, because a lot of times it actually doesn't go to where you want it to go.
And you thought politicians were untrustworthy. Well, there you go. It's just yeah. Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. And, of course, Tim, what we talked about today, you've got all this stuff lined out for folks to read up on your website, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to BBB.org. You can check out trustworthy businesses out there. And if you've been scammed or attempted to be scammed, we'd like you to report that to us on Scam Tracker. You can go to ScamTracker.org. You can see exactly what's going on in your area. A big map of the United States will come up. You can hone right into West Central Indiana and see the scams that are going on. And then up at the top, there's a little red button that says Report a Scam. That's the way that we keep everybody informed. The problem with these scams is that almost all of them originate outside the country. It's almost impossible for law enforcement to catch these people and to prosecute them. So the best defense we have is to inform the public, because, Frank, that's why I love doing this show, because it gets the word out to people so they don't fall for this stuff.
And if you missed anything on today's program, you can just drop by our website, listen to it back as a podcast. Again, BBB.org. And don't forget to check out Scam Tracker while you're there. Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Central Indiana. Thanks for spending some time with us today. Always informative. I learn a lot whenever you're on. And we'll see you again next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.